No, it's fine. I'm starting to record, but if you guys want to just keep talking Ravens over top of our intro music, it is what it is. This is the way we do it now. The fans are used to this, Craig.
Oh, okay. Just a little
we
a little
over
off topic.
The intro sometimes, yeah. It's like a cold open in like The Office, you know?
Yeah.
The first
I like
30
it.
Seconds to get the people going.
Well, then are you going to play the music?
Oh,
or what?
Shit. Did I do that? They just got, okay, there you go. There, you just heard it. You got the last 5 seconds of our intro music because I forgot to hit live and push it through. But you know what it sounds like. If you don't, go listen to another episode and, you know, help our views on other episodes. That's called marketing right there, boys. Welcome back. And Gregory is here again for another episode with us. We appreciate that. Again, I keep messing this up because we recorded this episode second in our session, but it's actually going to be released first. So Greg is here, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to get a clap here. Where's the clapping? Clap for Greg. Thank you for joining us again, Gregory.
Happy to be here.
That's just us, by the way. That's clapping.
We're really loud. Greg was a host with us for our previous 2 seasons and has unfortunately
for so rudely abandoned us.
You know, he actually has a life now, unlike Isaac and I, so he actually cannot join us in time. But we are happy to have him. Gregory, welcome back to the show. Do you guys want to just like get right into it? This is our division World Series wild card picks. And we're recording this. It's April 8th, so, I mean, we're a little bit late. The season has already started, but are we really going to take, like, you know, 7 or 8 games? And is that going to be a difference maker for our decisions?
Not at all.
No? We're good? We're going to stick with what we chose at the beginning of the season. People are overreacting like crazy. I don't know if you guys have seen this, but literally yesterday on the Blue Jays, they posted like a photo or like a video, I think it was, of like Trout and the Vladdies, the junior and senior. And if you looked at the comments on that, everyone was like, get Chris Bassitt the hell out of here. He is so bad. Send him back. And then the next post, everyone's like, man, the next post was like Bo Bichette's 3-run home run. And everyone's like, oh, this is the year. This year, we're going to do it this year. No Bassitt haters. It literally, he got a quality start from the first post to the second. Oh, it's a mess. It's a mess out there.
Jay's fan base seems to like also talk a lot of shit about like New York's fan base on both sides of New York. And the Jays, not even the Jays, just Toronto fans in general are so quick.
They
so
live and
quick
die with everything.
To just jump ship. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm sure it goes for most fan bases, but we're a very loud fan base when
I think
comes
it's the
that
fair weather fanship. Your team's doing well. You got more people watching that really don't know as much as the bleed blue in your case, Blue Jays fans. Same with the Yankees fans. Maybe a little different, but
I think the Yankees fans and Mets fans have, like, they're overly loyal.
Yeah.
To the organization.
Yeah. The Jays, yeah. I agree. I think it's fair to say that the Jays are one of those teams that have a solid amount of casuals. I think another team that has a lot of casuals is, like, the Angels. Teams that have, like, exciting, like, young players that people just kind of tune in to watch, like, every now and then. I feel like that happens sometimes.
We talk about this a lot, but the Angels are, like, the Disney of baseball. They just have like so many little things that we love. Just watch Shohei pitch every 5 days and bat every day, and that goes with Mike Trout.
They're magical.
And then
those players,
they're magical.
The
and
fucking
those two are and Rendon is also magical.
Yeah, you like his fighting
now as well. Yeah, I really enjoyed that. I wish more of that.
Connected.
I don't like when fans talk shit. I want fans to get me too. I hope to see more players kick the shit out of fans. Mm-hmm. You see that very occasionally. In basketball the other week, a fan tried to step to Jamal and Jamal went towards him and then that got broken up quickly. You saw that Cuban player
Throw a baseball.
Absolutely. Throw a missile. Fucking fastball at some dude's head.
The
which
missile.
Was the greatest moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love to see it. I was like, fans can get away with anything they want, and I just want to see repercussions. I just want the players to have free reign to kick them out, kick their ass. Like, I want to see some more Malice in the Palace type shit.
I agree. And that legendary clip of the guy, like, squirting water, or not squirting water. He was, like, yelling at Ty Domi and stuff, and Domi squirted water over the glass.
Oh, right, yeah.
And then the guy got all mad and was trying to grab him, and then the glass broke. So he was in there, and Ty Domi was just feeding him. I don't know. Like, why is that allowed to happen in hockey?
We need
and
less consequences, baseball, though, for the
no,
players.
No, you're suspended.
No. He deserved it.
And he lost, like, 700,000 yeah. or something. Something crazy.
Well, he's getting overpaid
but,
anyway.
But we need to see less consequences.
Isn't he getting 37 mil still a year? Something like that?
Something ridiculous. They basically gave him the Albert Pujols contract, and then, like, he's doing exactly what Albert Pujols did, which is just not show up. Just be amazing with your previous team, and then go to the Angels and just become a ghost.
Yeah. So. To speak to that,
speaking of Pujols was at the game yesterday.
I don't know.
Yeah. Anyways, I don't know why.
I was going to say, to speak to that, a $20 admission to a game doesn't give you the right to... You can heckle all you want. Keep it PG. But then as soon as you go a little overboard, yeah, like I said, I agree. If the player connects on a little swipe he gives you, it's part of the territory. You're going to talk shit. You're going to get hit, right?
Mm-hmm. I think you could kind of say whatever you want. But you should be prepared to catch these hands. And I like that Anthony Rendon brought that to the table. People are talking shit about his punch. Can we just, like, saying that was, like, a girly swing? Can you, first of all, sexist. Second of all,
he went for the hat.
Can we just, like, address the fact that he was literally pulling him down? He's, like, 4 feet below him. He, with the same arm that he was pulling him down, he released and tried to punch. Like, come on. That's give the guy some credit. That's a little tricky to do.
I think it was a warning shot.
Also, yeah, and the pure intimidation of it was priceless because that fan was like profusely apologizing. He was like calling him a bitch, and then as soon as his hands went on him, he was like, "I'm sorry, man. I didn't mean it. I'm sorry. Just don't touch." Like, the guy was horrified. Like, did you see Rendon's face? That was a face of a savage. Like, he.
If only he cared about baseball that much.
Man is lucky.
Yeah. Fun fact for people who don't know, Anthony Rendon doesn't care about baseball. He has said multiple times in interviews, "This is just a job for me. I just show up to work."
He's not a lot baseball. Though.
Yeah, and he does treat it. He does treat it like he treats it like a unionized worker treats like a city job. Like he doesn't. She barely shows up. Takes his smoke breaks.
A lot of sick days.
He got the contract and then was like, "All right, now I'm a bad employee." Well, do you want to start in the American League?
Get your
West?
Money.
Because we're talking so much about the Angels. Is anyone going to have the balls, the stones, to pick the Los Angeles Angels to win the American League West?
As a West winner?
No.
As a winner, can you imagine?
Speak now or forever hold your peace. All right, on 1, 2, 3, let's just all say Astros. 1, 2, 3, Astros.
Astros.
Okay, there we go.
Astros. All right.
I think it's pretty obvious.
Done. Perfect.
Anyways, like at this point, they're the favorite. They're -180. I think if there's a team that could threaten, it's the Mariners. Don't think it's the Angels. Sorry, guys. But man, they're a dynasty. They won the World Series last year. If anything, I think they've improved. From their previous year, and yeah, that's mine. That's all I have to say about it.
They have three Cy Young candidates, and we already talked about this at fair depth. But three Cy Young candidates
coming
on a team
next
that
episode.
Yeah, three Cy Young candidates on a team that lost their Cy Young winner. They also have a guy who could be a favorite for MVP. Their entire infield is an all-star team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The only thing that really hurt them is
Jeremy Peña also
getting hurt in the WBC.
Yeah.
And he's out for a couple months, but whatever. Plug someone in there. He'll probably be great until Altuve gets back, and then they'll be good.
Yeah. Honestly, Houston is the one team. They replaced Correa fairly quickly. They're just that team that they plug people in that you're like, who, like, are they going to be good? And then they're good. This is what Houston does. They're very good organization when it comes to bringing people up. So,
all right,
no surprises.
Well, let's move on then.
Wait,
hold on. Go ahead, Craig.
I just want to say, it might sound a little bit crazy, but don't sleep on the Rangers. I don't know.
You're right. That does sound crazy.
I don't know. There's something. I think the Angels are going to finish fourth in this division, with the A's being the obvious pick for last place. I think the Rangers and Mariners could be neck and neck. There's something inside of me. You can throw out the names Seager, Semien, DeGrom, whatever you want. I think their pitching staff looks a lot better.
Which one of those guys is inside of you,
Greg? All different times. Depends on the time of day. I don't know. I think they have the makings of a team that could do some damage and surprise people. That's all I'm going to say.
Honestly, I said this in our previous recording, but I've watched a lot of Rangers games so far this year, and they're just kind of like a fun team to watch at this point. They kind of have, they got the really good middle infield. They've got some other guys. Adolis Garcia is like fun to watch, and then their rotation has definitely taken a step forward from last season. But I mean, they got Andrew Heaney, like he was going to be a guy.
Yeah.
And, I mean, as soon as you get him out of Los Angeles,
I mean, he's a guy.
He's a human, like
a biological male.
Yeah. Okay. Also, can we just quickly talk about? No, we'll talk about it when we get to the National League West.
Okay. But,
okay. Let's go. We'll go all American League first, and then we'll switch over to the National League. So go AL Central. Greg, who do you have?
I think it's the Guardians. I think that was another easy pick. I am wearing a Tigers hat. No, I don't have them making the playoffs.
That's a shocker there.
Yeah. Riley Green, though. Riley Green.
I love how you had to put it out there. Oh, I don't think they're going to make the playoffs.
I just had to be safe about that.
Yeah. They are plus 140. They are the favorite. The Twins and who the hell's the other team? The White Sox are also teams that could potentially push for it. I think out of the, I think this is more debatable for sure than the West is, in my opinion. Obviously, the fact that everyone in the odds they're all plus. Even the Guardians are the favorite at plus 140. I think that's kind of interesting. There's obviously a little bit of volatility here. We just did our tier rankings, and in the B tier, we had the Guardians as our 10th team, based on the assumption, basically, that they were going to win the division. So we kind of need them to win, so I'm also picking the Guardians to win the division. And I don't necessarily, I wouldn't be extremely surprised if, the White Sox somehow put it together this year, or even the Twins, just because the division is a little weaker. I don't think the Guardians are... I think they'll make the postseason, but, I don't know if they're going to make much noise in the postseason type thing. But you never know. It kind of becomes a crapshoot. But, yeah, I'll take the Guardians as well.
I don't know if people undervalue the White Sox or I just overvalue the White Sox and Team Cuba in general. But I am picking the White Sox.
There we go. Oh. Thank you, Isaac. I was hoping that we weren't just going to have the same picks all the way across the board.
Yeah, no. I kind of figured you guys were going to go with the Guardians. That didn't sway me. I had picked the White Sox.
Why?
Because it's been a few years coming where we're like, this team is solid, this team should be good, and they haven't been. Because they have a potential Cy Young winner on the mound. They have a very good offense if they're healthy. But obviously Eloy is already out. They potentially have Mr. Liam Hendricks coming back. They have plenty to offer. I don't understand why people don't value them to the level they value the Guardians.
They seem like one of those teams that they're big. They're guys that are supposed to be
their
guys.
Yeah, Tris McKenzie's on the IL right now, though, for... Their guy is on the IL as well.
I'd say Bieber's their guy.
It's going to happen. And McKenzie is 10 times better than Bieber.
But in terms of being like a rock, like knowing you're going to get like
a sub 350. That's fair. ERA, that's fair. But they're also putting a lot of pressure on Josh Bell to be a good player.
Which he could be.
I just feel like there's more sure players when they're on the field on Chicago than there are.
I actually disagree with that. I think that Cleveland has.
Aside from Jose.
They don't have as many guys with like high ceilings in Cleveland other than Jay Rand, but they have higher floors. Okay, that's fair. I think like in Andrés Giménez, who they just signed to a 7-year extension, like even Ahmed Rosario, they're guys that are just like consistently like pretty good baseball players. They're a good defense as well.
Yeah.
I think they're just one of those teams that just the way that they're built
and Kwan
they're not like overpowering, but they can like win against anybody on any given day.
Yeah, and they had a pretty good run in the playoffs last year as well, even. So I see it. I think I do have bias towards the White Sox because I want them to be good. And maybe I am the one that overvalues the White Sox. But I'm happy picking them there. I love both of these teams again in the playoffs.
I actually have White Sox third in the division. I have the Twins in second. Maybe we're going to see the
Twins don't move the
maybe
needle
we see
me.
The resurgence of Joey Gallo. He's already got three homers this year.
Can you imagine?
Oh god. Everyone says that all the time. Look,
I don't want to see the resurgence of Joey Gallo.
Oh, why?
Like there's some
what
guys
you,
that
what
I
do you
just
have
like,
against him.
Like, cuz he's
the guy
boring
that
as hell.
In an interview. He's, like, why you're not going to root for someone like that? That's
just boring as hell. Right,
you see Sonny Gray, was it yesterday? He had like 10 Ks through 5 innings. I think he had, one hit? No hit through those 5? Just pitch count. They took him out. Good pitch.
Yeah.
They have Pablo Lopez, too.
I like the rotation, actually. And they have Joanne Duran.
Joey Gallo, to me, is Scotty Scheffler. Scotty Scheffler is just... He's the most boring guy as the best golfer in the world. Joey Gallo, if he was super good, I still would be like, all right. I don't care. I don't want Joey Gallo to be good because I want to root for somebody. I'm like, yeah, this is fucking dope. But Joey Gallo strikes out and hits home runs.
Yeah, he's all or nothing. Like, that's
the true three outcome.
Don't like it. It's boring.
But sometimes it's exciting. That's the thing.
Yeah.
There's enough guys that hit home runs and do other things on the
okay,
field.
Okay, so situationally, if you're in the playoffs and it's a... let's say a game 5 or a game 7 deciding game, bottom 9, Joey Gallo's up with a runner on down 1. Are you not going to be excited? If he put up 35 home runs during the year, he's a guy who could win the game with a...
I turn off the TV, go to sleep, wake up knowing that he struck out.
Okay, fair. Yeah, you could do that. You could do that.
All right. Let's talk about the American League East, guys. The... most competitive division, safe to say, in the American League, maybe all of baseball. There's basically three people.
American League.
Three people that are in the conversation. Three teams here, I mean. And
this is a fourth outlier.
Currently, the Yankees are the favorite. Then you got the Rays at second. And in third, you have our. As in Isaac and I's.
Your.
Toronto Blue Jays. If you're watching in video, we may have already spoiled stuff here. Isaac and I are decked out in Blue Jays gear. We're going hard for the Jays. So, I don't know. Are we all gonna have the same pick here?
Greg is decked out in Tigers gear, by the way, people.
He's not decked out.
So
I don't know what's going on.
He has a hat.
For the record, I was just too lazy to go put my threads on, my Aaron Judge vintage rip-off Chinese jersey.
Hey, save that money.
Yeah.
All right, well, yeah, like Isaac mentioned, even
we'll get ours
fourth
over
sleeper,
with
I'm assuming the fourth sleeper you're saying is not the Boston Red Sox, it's the Baltimore Orioles.
I think there's a fourth and fifth sleeper because I don't think Boston is horrendous. I don't think Baltimore is bad either. Like,
I think that every single team in this division has a shot at a wild card. I don't think every single team in the division has a shot to win the division. That's how I feel about it. And I don't think that the two teams I don't
think they're
very
outside
chance
are
the Orioles and the Red Sox. I think the Reds
Yeah, and there are very outside chances also for wild cards, in my opinion. Like, there's a lot of things that have to go right for both of those.
Okay, but let's say this. In terms of, like, where the teams are at, would you rather be a fan of the Red Sox or the Orioles right now?
Orioles. Not just because I'm a Yankees fan, but the Orioles' youth is insane. You got Gunnar, you got Grayson, you got Adley, Cedric. There's so many guys to root for.
Yeah, they're exciting. I you swayed me, because my heart just goes to Devers every time. I just love Rafael.
I like Yoshida now there,
but,
too.
Like, yeah, Baltimore's exciting. Yoshida's sick as well. Like, but Baltimore has a lot of exciting young talent.
I think that Baltimore is a much more well-rounded team than Boston, even. Like, I honestly think that Boston is, like, they have a good lineup. Like, I'm not going to shit on their lineup. I actually think they have a very good, like, major league lineup. But I think that their rotation and even their bullpen to a certain extent is dog water. I think it's, like, actually really bad. Like, Chris Sale is supposed to be their guy. Yeah. Chris Sale is not a guy anymore.
Kluberg.
You know what? I also think Chris...
He got the opening day start.
I think those two guys... You know what? Those two guys make that team not worth watching whatsoever.
I've been saying this lately to you guys in the chat. I don't know what it is about Chris Sale, but I do not like watching him pitch. I like watching him pitch, but I like seeing him get lit up. There's just something about seeing him angry that makes me happy. And I think it's really sad, honestly. I feel bad. I have absolutely no, like, personal vendetta with Chris Sale, but for some reason, I just enjoy watching him get lit up.
He just pisses you off.
I don't know what it is, and I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're here for that. We should probably get to our division winner for this one. We've been talking this entire time about the bottom feeders of this division, which is
to set up.
We
the
haven't
top
done that
the
yet.
Division.
So,
all right. I don't know how we want to do this. I don't know who should announce it first. Greg?
Well, I think two of us are picking the.
All right, let's talk about
sure.
the Blue Jays.
Are we not?
And okay. why we are letting our bias roll in and take the Blue Jays? I'm just gonna say that I think it's time. I had doubts about the Yankees last year. I think that they're... Okay, and by the way, I think that the Rays are a very good team, but I don't think they have the ceiling to actually win the division. I think that they're like a 89 to 91 win team, and I think it's going to take about like 94, 95. So to me, it's between the Yankees and the Blue Jays, and the reason that I'm not taking the Yankees is because of the fragility of their lineup, how injury prone that they have been and already have displayed that they are. And last year I had all of those doubts. I thought that their team was outside of like Aaron Judge and, you know, Stanton when he's healthy. I just don't think that they're like all great baseball players all the way through the lineup. I think that there's too much injury risk. And last year to me, like watching the Yankees, Greg, you can correct me if I'm wrong here, but it really looked like Aaron Judge just dragged that team to their success last season. Like, he literally put the squad on his back, and I just think that that weight might be too heavy to carry two seasons in a row. So for that reason, I'm taking the Blue Jays. I like what they did in the offseason to add, improve their defense quite drastically, honestly. They're more balanced as a lineup with left-handed options and just guys that do different things, adding more speed, adding more contact. I like what they did a lot, and I believe in them, and they're my team. And again, just like when who I picked for American League MVP, which I'm not going to disclose here, I want to root for my guys, and that is the Toronto Blue Jays. And that's all I'm going to say.
Now, that was a lot that you said.
That's why I'm not saying anymore.
Fair. But I think this is the most complete the Blue Jays have been on an opening day roster in years. And one of the, well, in my one of, in our lifetime almost, this is one of the most complete opening day rosters they've had. Even from bullpen standpoint, good. The Kevin Biggio experiment needs to fucking end. Like, needs to fucking end. Speaking of Joey Gallo, I'd rather watch Joey Gallo strike out 700 times or hit 700 home runs. I don't care. I want to see him bat every day over Kevin Biggio once a week even. Like, I don't want to see him. I'm done with it. It's fine. Bo is scaring me defensively, horrifying me defensively to start the season. It is what it is. Eventually, he should move to second. I'm finally on that board. Espinal should be playing every day. Merrifield also would be nice to see more than Cavan. But anyways, yeah, this is still my pick as well. This is the most complete team they have. I just think they're not putting their pieces together as they should, potentially, and we might see later on. Anyways, Greg.
So I'll give my division pick, and then I'm going to throw some notes out there about what you guys have said. I have the Jays winning the division too.
Wow.
I think I agree that they are the most complete. Not there yet. They are complete. They have a good righty-lefty balance. They have a rotation that could scare you if they all got hot. Yankees' problem is, number one, injury prone. They signed Rodon, who is supposed to be a huge guy to fill a hole in their pitching rotation, and he's out. He's gone. Right now, their starters are Gerrit Cole, Nestor Cortez, and then Clark Schmidt and Johnny Brito got starts two of their first four games, who were in the minor leagues.
Johnny Brito. So
that doesn't look well. I do agree Aaron Judge dragged them by the tail into the playoffs. They were so incredibly hot last year, the Yankees. In the first half of the season, they were on pace to set the wins record in the first half of the season. That's not sustainable. The only reason why they made the playoffs was Aaron Judge, and then they just kind of put it together even to make it to the AL final, or AL conference finals, league finals, championship series. That's the word. yeah, struggling there. But I do like how the Jays brought in those lefties for the lineup. They got generally who can be considered a whole filler in Dalton Varsho, and they have Brandon Belt, who I think is going to maybe fly under the radar as a huge piece to add. Yeah. Still a veteran guy on a young team. Him, George Springer, they've been there. They've done it on other teams. One other note about the division before we move on is I actually think the Rays are going to finish below the Orioles this year. I know the Rays are going to ray. I know they have guys like... Have you seen who they played, though? They played the Tigers, the Nationals, and the A's.
Their division is very helpful. Yeah, they had the worst, the easiest schedule in baseball. So
throughout the course of the year, they should come out
unscathed. So far,
okay. No, so far. The thing is, it swings this way right now. They're going to end up having like a very tough stretch eventually. So, I do actually almost agree with. I did fade the Rays a little bit this year. I don't like fading them because they still do Ray things every year. We're always surprised, not necessarily, we're done being surprised with them just coming out every year and winning 90 games, making deep runs. But again, I'm sure we say this like every year about them, but like, I don't know though, Wander Franco, Randy Rosarena.
Those are the guys.
But those that's all you need.
Too. So well, they're
those men.
Randy is the greatest of all time.
I won't argue with that. They do have Shane McClanahan, but they're who's pitching for them besides McClanahan? Glasnow's out, isn't he?
Drew Rasmussen is quite good.
But McClanahan.
Okay.
Have guys.
They ray every year. Rays are going to ray, and I don't know how they do it. You never make a trade with the Rays.
That's.
I don't know.
Yeah, you always lose.
You lose every trade, yeah. Like, if they offer you a trade and you're considering it,
just go ahead and
you have to remind yourself, like, yeah, nah, this is they're traded us. This
seems
for
too
a
good
reason.
To be true.
They will come
probably
out on
happens
top.
To them a lot. Yeah,
it is.
They find like these guys that either have a flaw that can't be fixed, and that's why they send them away, or there's a guy that is. Has something that just needs to be tweaked,
flawed.
And they know what it is, mm-hmm. and they bring him in and fix him.
Like, this is our guy.
They're also just really good at like plug and play, like just finding guys for the right situations and stuff like that. Good game management. All right,
St. Louis still regrets losing Randy.
Yeah, they should. You lost the goat.
Anyways,
okay. Wild cards.
We have spent a lot of time on this division. Oh, AL wild card.
I will just give my three. And then you guys can give yours. We've already kind of talked about the teams, I think, that we've discussed. So we can probably just give them. We're going to do, like, no particular order, I think, for them. We'll just do the three wild cards.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the Mariners, the White Sox, and the Rays.
Wow.
Oh, Yankees not making the playoffs. Uh-oh.
That sounds pretty bold to me.
Hold on. Baby Derek Jeter isn't going to...
I don't know why I did that.
Baby Jeter isn't taking them all the
way. Yeah, no, I lied. I'm taking the Yankees. Mariners, Yankees, Rays.
Over who?
The White Sox. I'm eliminating the White Sox from that. I don't know why I had that written down.
White Sox.
I said it, like I had it on my screen, and then I was like, wait, why am I doing that?
That's fine. I mean, I was all for that.
I don't believe in the... There's no way I can make an argument that the White Sox are a better team than the Yankees. That's insane.
Yeah. Greg?
I got Yankees, Mariners, Twins.
Oh. Okay. Add a little flavor.
Oh.
Yeah.
A little spice. Okay.
Well, ice spice.
Munch.
Okay. I have the Yankees, the Guardians, and the Mariners.
Okay.
Okay.
No Rays for me.
Rays can kick rocks.
Yeah. We're I really hope the Rays knock out the Yankees and the Yankees don't make the playoffs. That would be very ideal.
No, sorry, Isaac, I had it as the White Sox being better than the Yankees. Come on, don't forget that.
No. Yeah, the White Sox over the...
I don't know why I wrote that down. Like, that was a glitch.
I like
it. I hate it.
We shouldn't have corrected you. We shouldn't have said anything about it.
It didn't even register. Like, as I was saying it, I just confidently said it. And then I was like, wait. Yeah, that's bad.
The Yankees.
The Yankees are going to make the playoffs. That's not... There's no way they don't. Okay. Well, I mean, there's a way. There's a way.
There's always a way.
All right. Do you want to move to National League? I guess that's really our only choice.
Wait, I have a question. Are we going to go through like playoffs where the seeding would put the matchups, or does that get a little too touchy feely?
I think we'll say okay. Who do you think is going to make it to the World Series from the American League? While we're talking American League,
I have the ALCS. I have Mariners, Jays, and I have the Blue Jays moving on.
Cool. I will, I'm going to take the Blue Jays. Blue Jays make it to the World Series this year.
I'm going to, I wrote down the Yankees. I can't do that. I don't want to.
Do it. I won't pressure you.
I'm just going with I'm going with this generation's greatest dynasty. It is going to be Houston in the World Series again.
I hate that.
No one's going to argue you. I don't think that. I
absolutely hate that.
Yeah, well, it's like they go there every year. Why not another year?
And Greg, you have the World Series.
You'll see.
wrong AL Central team. I actually picked the Tigers.
Tigers in the
World
Series.
No, I do have the Blue Jays.
Wow. Why don't we just up and say the Royals to the World Series? The fucking... Blue Jays. You guys both have the Blue Jays going to the World Series.
Yeah. Okay, I can't see how this could age poorly.
All right.
National League.
This is why I think the Jays can win their division and lose in the first round.
Yes.
So it gets swept in the ALDS.
I'm afraid of that, but you gotta believe. I'm just choosing blind hope in this episode. Really.
Sound like Buck Martinez. In this episode.
Okay.
It's fine.
Whatever you say.
Yes. Okay.
NL Central.
Why Central?
Let's start with that.
That one's the easy one.
Okay.
Cardinals for me.
It's the easy one.
Also have the Cardinals.
It's not that easy. There's a couple. There's two teams, I think, that could compete.
Yeah. Well, I was also had the Cardinals picked, but now I'm kind of like...
You want to be different.
I want to be different. But I was already different. I already picked the White Sox in the Central. I can't just... I remember in 2021, I picked the Brewers when they were more Flyers at that point, and they won that division. It was perfect. But I think this year I also have to go with the Cardinals. I just think Arenado, Goldschmidt, and if Jordan Walker comes through, they're a very high-powered offense.
We saw that.
And...
When they destroy our Blue Jays.
Their pitching needs to...
The Fun fact, the Cardinals are plus 110. That makes them the favorite, but they're a very close favorite because the Brewers are right behind them at plus 105. Cubs got better this year. Greg, do you have the stones to pick the Cubs?
Not a chance. I would say it, potentially the Pirates would finish ahead of the Cubs, but that's just like...
That's out of your...
Yeah. I think the bottom three
Andrew
in this division are...
MVP season?
McCutcheon MVP season?
I don't know about that. The video of him coming back to PNC was very cool.
And yeah. That's the last thing you need to know.
We love that.
Him being on the Pirates this year. Yes. That's the last real video you'll see of that.
O'Neal Cruz.
Pretty good.
Wait, what?
Freak athlete.
Yeah.
Guy's 6'7", throws 100 miles an hour from shortstop. Also hits the ball.
Also, everything he hits is 110 miles per hour off the bat.
He's cool. But they're not going to win the division. So, Greg, who is winning the division? Did you take the Cards?
Yeah, I did too. They're the only logical pick. No one else makes sense here.
I mean, I think that the Brewers are good.
The Brewers make sense.
Good,
the Brewers
are
a logical
pick. Their
offense
is not even close to being on par with the Cardinals, in my opinion. So
they hit back-to-back-to-back home runs off of Max Scherzer. So
we'll see. We'll see. Rowdy Tellez, another 35-plus home run season. Maybe. all right. That's the Central. Now we do the East.
Wait, time out. Never.
Let's do the East last. I feel like that one's the most competitive. I feel like you go West first.
You think the West is less competitive?
Yeah.
I do.
Whew. All right, I'll go first. I am not taking the Dodgers. I'm taking the Padres. The Dodgers are the favorite at minus 125. I'm going to take the Padres this year. Here's the thing. I think the Dodgers, when it's all said and done, going into the playoffs, I think I would take them to go further in the playoffs than the Padres. But I think as things stand right now, I kind of like the Padres better than I like the Dodgers. Just looking at them, this is strictly on paper too. And I'm unfortunately kind of ignoring the fact that the Dodgers do Dodger things all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. If you actually look at their lineup right now, like the Dodgers lineup, it's not super overpowering. Obviously, like you have Betts and Freeman. But outside of that, like, you don't really have any superstars in the lineup. There's a lot of young guys that they're kind of expecting things from, which, I mean, you could kind of assume that the Dodgers have good young guys, but you don't know for sure. There's more questions, I think. And the Padres, if you look at, like, their star power, the fact that Tatis is going to be back in, you know, a little less than 2 weeks here. I like the Padres to win the division at plus money, so I'm taking them.
I think you have to look at not what the Dodgers are now, but what they will be come the trade deadline when they acquire the best player in the game of baseball, which is why I'm picking the Dodgers to win the division. I think the Padres, the superstardom that they've collected, it's all going to clash and it's not going to work. Anytime you see a super team, it doesn't work. For the most part. Brooklyn
Unless
Nets,
it's like a homegrown
that didn't
super
work.
Team, like the Astros.
Yeah.
Houston,
I take the Dodgers.
Has been super teams as well. Yeah.
Okay. I don't think. Listen, I'm not saying that the Padres are a lock.
There's no wrong answer in this one.
I don't think the Padres are.
I mean, there's a wrong answer
a
in this
lock.
One. You could pick Colorado or Arizona.
Wait, you're taking Colorado? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Arizona to take second.
Arizona, Corbin Carroll winning. They're going to win 116 games with Corbin Carroll.
You better steal 116 bases.
No, the Padres I am going with as well. I do believe in super teams occasionally. Tatis coming back, as long as he does some steroids again, they'll be good.
I don't think he needs them necessarily.
I think it would help him.
I think it would help anyone.
Yeah. I'm all for... I don't know why, like, people are back on board with Tatis as a person. I think he's a little bit of a disgrace.
Yeah.
I would take Barry Bonds over him any
day. Listen.
I think Tatis is a little bit.
Any guy that, like, cheats now that it's so abundantly clear that using steroids is cheating is more of a disgrace than all of the people that were using steroids in the steroid era. I don't think there's any debating that. I think Alex Rodriguez is way more of a disgrace than Barry Bonds. I don't think it's even a question. The fact that he actually got caught for it, like, twice, he lied about it, same way Barry did, you know, like, and at that time, it was like, you almost had to do steroids to stay relevant. And, I don't know. I think it's different.
I do feel like it's, Greg, you said something about, like, clashing heads. I think they're, I'm not a guy that's like, oh, immaturity. I don't care if you're not the most mature person. I think Tatis is literally the most childish person to grace baseball. And the thing is, he's so exciting when he's playing that you want to root for him. But on a personal level, he's the guy I root for the least amount in baseball.
Wow.
And there was a time, though, when Manny Machado was in Baltimore where I felt similar ways, thought he was a little bitch. And he's done a lot in the back end of his career so far to improve that. So Tatis has time to get back into good graces, but I think he's a piece of shit.
Damn. So
I'm taking the Padres. I hope he hits at the bottom of the order, and I hope he bats 200 and he gets carried, and then he has years down the line to make a mess.
Dude, I can't believe you just ruined our chances of getting Fernando Tatis Jr. on the show.
I don't want
him. Maybe that incentivizes him to come on.
Okay, like, Fernando, you only have, this is perfect. For me, it's like, if you start on the ground level, if I think you're a piece of shit, you can only go up from there. Like, it can't get worse. It's perfect. It's fine. He is at the bottom. Like, he's Walter White villain to me. Like, it's perfect. He can only go up. So we're all for him going up. And then next year, he might be my MVP pick.
Okay. We'll see. We'll see how that ages.
Not well. It hasn't aged well to this minute of me talking, so it's fine.
All right, well, that leaves us the National League East. The Atlanta Braves are the favorite, and I'll just go ahead and take them as the favorite. I think that they're one of the best teams in baseball, and their lineup is stacked. I enjoy watching them. I think they have a good rotation. I think they have a good bullpen, well-constructed all the way around. They're a team that knows how to win. They lost Dansby Swanson in the offseason. That was, like, their biggest loss. But I think a big gain is the fact that they'll hopefully have a healthy Acuna all season. They'll hopefully have a healthy Albies all season. I think people are sleeping on the fact that Ozzie Albies was out, like, the entire season last year. He's a big guy in their lineup for them. And Matt Olson is awesome. Like him a lot. So, honestly, I don't even think... Greg said that this is the most competitive division in his mind, and I quite disagree with it. I think that the Braves are going to kind of run away with it to a certain extent. I mean, the Mets will probably be in the discussion, but I don't think it's ever going to be like this thing where it's like coming down to the last day who's going to win the division. Like, I think going into September, we know that it's going to be the Braves. That's how I feel. Tell me why I'm wrong, Greg.
You're not wrong. I do have the Braves winning. I was really hoping that someone, there's still hope, but I was really hoping someone was going to bet on the Phillies, maybe not to win the division, but to do some damage in the playoffs. I don't think it's going to happen because Bryce Harper is gone for how many more months? Rhys Hoskins is gone for the year. Create some very obvious holes. As much as I want to root for Aaron Nola, no foreshadowing here, but hopefully he has a good year. They have Zach Wheeler.
But your man.
And Trey. They got Trey. He can only do so much.
Okay. We can all agree that Trey Turner was the best acquisition by any team in the offseason. He's a great fit for the Phillies as well. I'm high on the Phillies too. I don't know why I kind of like didn't even mention them in terms of like being in the conversation with the Mets. I could definitely, if I'm taking like teams that I like more between the Mets and the Phillies, I do like the Phillies better, I think. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, man. It's hard for me to see. Like, I think that they have more holes. I think they have more holes in their lineup. I think they have more holes in their bullpen and their rotation than the Mets do even. So
yeah,
It's tricky, but they're fun.
I think Frankie Lindor is going to have an incredible year, and he's going to carry the Mets to second in the division. And I think it'll be a lot closer with the Braves than you might think. Mm-hmm. Who knows how the course of the season goes? Not saying there will be injuries or there won't be. Not saying people are going to have great seasons, subpar seasons, but I think the Braves and Mets are going to be neck and neck the entire year. It'll come down to the last weekend of the year, and then the Phillies will kind of drift into that number six or the last wild card spot and make the playoffs.
Wait, so Greg, who's your division pick here?
Braves.
It is the Braves. Okay, I think it cut out a little bit. So we're going, all of us are going the Braves, because I am also with the Braves.
I just think they're awesome. I think mm-hmm. that they're like a borderline. They're obviously not Houston Astros level dynasty, but I kind of look at them as like a bit of a dynasty as well, and like moving forward more as well. Like they have the pieces.
They have a lot of young pieces.
They're going to be around for a while. And for some reason, Alex Anthopoulos is able to just lock them up as well for like way less than what they should be making every year. Good for him, I guess. But yeah, I love the Braves. And I guess we should now pick our wild card winners here.
So we've forgiven Anthopoulos and the Braves for abandoning Freddie.
Yes.
That was As soon as they signed Matt Olson, okay. I was over it.
Would you rather have Freddie or Matt Olson?
On my team? Like, on the Blue Jays?
No. Like, yeah, sure, on the Blue Jays.
I think...
No, okay, that's not fair. Okay, if you were, let's say, would you rather have Roy Halladay...
Like, locked up for long-term contracts.
Or...
Anywhere.
Yeah, like, re-signing. So, would you rather have Roy Halladay come back to your team, or would you rather have...
A new
who
guy.
Who else was around there? CeCe Sabathia come over.
Yeah, I guess that's true. That's, like, your guy like, who's been there for so long.
And he wanted to be there. And he expected to be there. Yeah. And they didn't offer him... Oh, wait, didn't it come out, though, that it was actually Freddie's agent that fucked him over?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it wasn't actually... It turned out they did offer him a contract, and it just didn't get to Freddie.
The agent was like, yeah, we're taking
Yeah, and so Freddie's agent was just like, nah, I'm not telling you about the Angels discount you were gonna take.
Braves discount.
I mean, not the Angels.
Yeah.
You're
right.
The Braves. Oops.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's the case. I kind of like Freddie Freeman. I don't know if it's like just the stain of being a Dodger since he went there, but I don't like. I like Freddie Freeman as a person. I think he seems like a nice guy. I like the fact that he played for Team Canada because
in
his mother's
honor. Come on
our show. We love you. I like the fact that he wears sleeves for melanoma awareness, but he just like isn't. A guy that I think about, like, I don't turn on the Dodgers games to watch Freddie Freeman because I don't think he's as exciting. Like, I kind of, if we're talking an exciting factor, I kind of like Matt Olson more. I think he's a better defender, and I just think his weird stance in the box and stuff like that, I kind of like Matt Olson.
So if Freddie Freeman just pulls up some weird-ass stance, you'll be happy. You want, like, a Corbin Carroll hips-moving stance, and we'll be good.
I'm more in on Freddie.
Okay. So, Freddie, if you could work a little twist into your game when you're coming up to bat, then you'll be in Jacob's, like, he wishes you were in Atlanta.
No, those are... I made really bad points there. Right.
I want Freddie to be in Atlanta.
That should have happened.
Yeah. Olson could have signed with the Dodgers. Olson seems like a better Dodger, and Freddie is a better Brave.
I guess. All right, you want to pick our wild card, guys?
Yeah. I think I gave mine away already.
Say it again.
Give them away
I got
again.
Mets, Padres, Phillies.
Mets, Padres, Phillies. Okay. Well, if I'm not taking the Dodgers to win the division, I for sure have to take them as the best wild card team. So Dodgers, Mets, and why? Like again, I don't know what I did here. I wrote
Pittsburgh
down the
Pirates.
like, yeah, no, not quite. But the same thing. I just, like, slept on a team. I think I'm going to take the Phillies.
You just picked one team.
I did Dodgers, Mets.
I think you wanted to have one flyer in each.
What I have on my screen is Dodgers, Mets, and Brewers. But I'm going to take the Dodgers, Mets, and Phillies. Bryce Harper is going to be back, by the way, before the end of May. Before May starts. Probably some point in April, even. No, that's not true.
This is a thing.
Before the end of May, it looks like. They didn't put him on the 60-day IL to start the season for a reason, because he's going to be back.
So I think if St. Louis wins the division, which we all picked, I say Milwaukee does not make a wild card spot or even threaten.
Their only chance to get in
if Milwaukee manages to win. But if Milwaukee manages to get in, I still see St. Louis being able to pull a wild card. I don't know how that math works. I don't think that makes sense. But in my head, it makes sense. I'm going with the Dodgers. Obviously, they have to make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Then the Phillies. And then the Mets as the third.
Wow.
I'm just putting them third.
We didn't even, like, rank them in order last time. I feel like all of us gave them an order.
I don't even know if I gave them an order. I just said the Mets are third. That's the order I have.
So
I don't know why. I just they have high expectations. It's the Mets. It's still the Mets. They still are disappointing every year. They are cursed. Like, they have some of the most talented players to play the game, and they're just cursed. It is what it is.
I think.
But bright news. Not only, I'm not going to spoil that, though. But Pete Alonso is going to win the home run derby.
Again.
So, that's their thing. Like,
that's something to look for.
They have one win every year.
That's not where I thought you were going with that.
Yeah.
Bright alert. Or whatever you said.
Now, I think if you have playoff teams in the NL that is not the six that we all basically agreed on, I think that's incorrect. I think the six we chose, in whatever order they are the only combination of teams that will make the playoffs in the National League. There's such a drop-off between those six playoff teams and anyone else that would contend, Brewers included.
Yeah, people have been saying that the league is, like, super top-heavy and that the American League especially is super top-heavy. I actually kind of disagree. Like, I think that the National League is more top-heavy than... the American League. You obviously have, like, a couple teams.
I think,
like, first of all, I don't know I didn't mention this, but the Oakland A's are plus 35,000 to win the division. Like, they're not good at all. But then in the National League, you have, like, the Nationals. Like, they're kind of almost just as bad as the A's.
I actually don't think baseball is that top heavy, because I think there's, like, 12 teams that can win the World Series. I think we get where we start saying they're top heavy because there's, like, six teams that are absolutely horrendous that are essentially minor league teams right now. There's, like, six horrible baseball teams. And I think that just based off how bad they are, they're like, oh, this is top heavy because they have to have that many at those few at the bottom. But I think it's a whole lot of, like, decent teams kicking the shit out of those bottom six teams constantly.
And we need to
that's top heavy. It's a lot at the top.
This conversation in a different episode, but salary cap debates always come up. Salary cap, salary floor always up because of people saying stuff like the league is so top heavy and stuff like that. They want to make the league more competitive all the way through. So a little foreshadowing. We'll have an episode to talk about that. We're not going to do it.
But basketball is the most popular sport. That's top heavy as hell.
We're not doing it now.
Okay.
Because I have a lot to say about the fact that even the salary cap teams, you can make the argument, the salary cap leagues are still top heavy. So it obviously doesn't solve the problem.
Why are we talking about it if you don't want to talk about it? Another episode. World Series. Who's going to the World Series in the NL?
National League champions. Who do you have?
National League champions.
I'll go second.
Atlanta.
Isaac picked Atlanta.
I also have Atlanta.
All right, I will take the St. Louis Cardinals.
Jacob, do you also have Atlanta?
Ew.
You are also going to take Atlanta.
But I don't want to three all the way across the board.
They are my second
favorite pick, because as long as you get into the postseason, you have a chance to win the World Series. Things happen. The fact that the Phillies made it to the World Series last year, that to me is crazier than the Cardinals making it. I think that the Cardinals are super well constructed to play really good defense, and I think that they'll probably maybe add a pitcher or something over the course of the season. I think that they're a good postseason team, so I actually don't hate that pick. So I'll take the Cardinals as the World Series side of the National League side of the World Series.
Now, I think you're doing yourself, both of you, a disservice, because if you're choosing the Padres to win the NL West, that means they put it together. And if they put it together, the whole puzzle is complete, and they're going to the World Series.
No, they put it together just to fall apart in the postseason.
No, I think they...
I don't think they fall apart. I think they lose Game 7 to Atlanta in the...
NLCS?
In the NLCS.
Okay.
So you guys both have Atlanta, other than Jacob. Atlanta-Toronto, then, in the World Series?
No. Who did I say?
I didn't say Toronto. You have Atlanta-Toronto, right?
I said Toronto's okay. going to get swept in the ALDS.
You did say that.
After winning their division, after potentially leading the league having the best record in the entire league, they could do that and then get swept. Yeah. So
it's a sad reality.
Would not be surprised by that.
All right, so Greg, you have Braves and Toronto Jays.
Yeah.
Who is winning that game?
The Atlanta Braves are winning in 7.
Okay.
It is a series, not a game.
Yeah.
At the powerhouses.
Oh yeah, powerhouses. What the hell? I've been recording too long. I need to go eat lunch.
I have the Braves versus the Houston Astros, the two powerhouses, the dynasty of each league, and I have the Braves winning in 6.
Okay. And I had the Blue Jays and the Cardinals. That's a weird one. The battle of the birds.
That is an odd.
I guess that leaves me with only one thing to do. And that's to pick the Blue Jays to win the World Series.
If that's not a jinx, I don't know.
A very biased pick. Oh man, I fucked myself over.
I feel like that wasn't even your intention.
I went into this episode with very different
things. Yeah, I think you fucked yourself over.
Yeah, I did.
I don't think you intend. Yeah, you definitely didn't intend the Jays to win the World Series.
I think
it just ended up being that way.
I'll live and die by it.
All right,
it is what it is.
All right. If you had to pick an off of the, we'll say, top heavy teams there, Braves, Astros, whoever, who's your dark horse team to win it all? Super quickly.
Dark horse team. Cleveland.
Okay.
Do they count?
I think so. They were better in the playoffs last year than people gave them credit for. Okay, I'll say Mariners.
Okay, I like both of those. Both of those were my two dark horse picks. So Mariners, I will go. I'll go a little bit off the board.
Can we do a super dark? Okay.
I was going to say Phillies as like a dark horse as my number three option.
It's a fair dark horse. Even though they were there last year.
Can we do a super dark horse team?
The Oakland A's?
A Flyer team. That would be wild. No one would be at the World Series when it's in Oakland.
I feel like you're going to say like the Boston Red Sox, like a team that we didn't even have slated to make the postseason. Is that who you're going to say?
I was going to say Chicago. Wow.
All right, this episode needs to end. This is horrible. Oh, man. I feel like we all came on here with intentions and people that we were going to choose. I feel like some of that didn't come through, but I've had a hell of a time talking to you, gents. Gregory, thanks again for joining us. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. Be sure to follow us at Diamond Gems Podcast, at Shaped by Sports. We are, subscribe, leave a nice review wherever you listen. follow us on subscribe to us on YouTube at Shaped by Sports, and that's all I have time to say. So thank you for listening to this episode, and adios.